Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. A pause in Gaza. Classes canceled at Cornell. AI used for evil in New Jersey. And we have voting day in some places on Tuesday. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden has called for a pause in the Israel-Hamas war. He was giving a speech at a fundraiser in Minneapolis when a woman stood up and said, as a rabbi, Mr. President, if you care about Jewish people, I need you to call for a ceasefire. Interesting argument. And Mr. Biden replied, I think we need a pause. A pause means give time to get the prisoners out. Now, the White House has been careful to not make public declarations like that, but this protester, heckler, got him off script. The White House has said they do not want to dictate how Israel carries out their military operations, but now the President of the United States has called for a pause. Ivy League school Cornell University has canceled classes today to acknowledge the, quote, extraordinary stress its campus has been under after one of their students made violent anti-Semitic threats on campus. Patrick Dye was arrested, federally charged, with saying online that he wanted to kill Cornell Jewish students. He said he wants to shoot up the kosher dining hall and that he would bring an assault rifle to campus to shoot Jewish people. Meanwhile, the vice president made a speech about the need for all of us to address the growing problem of Islamophobia. High school in New Jersey is in a bit of turmoil as boys were sharing naked pictures of girls in the school that were made with artificial intelligence software. The kids took the faces of girls from one of the countless photos that kids post online and with a free or cheap AI tool on their phone, put the faces on artificial intelligence made bodies and it looks real. Parents say the girls are distraught and humiliated and feel powerless and worry about what happens if these fake pictures get out there if they're looking for jobs or college. There's a big vote in Ohio on Tuesday. Issue one, pro-lifers should vote no. Pro-abortion people will vote yes. But it's all written in a potentially confusing way. But that is on Tuesday. There's another election also in Kentucky for governor, a state where the state legislature is Republican, but the governor is Democrat. And this matters because the senator, Mitch McConnell, is 81 and not well. So if he passes away or resigns, who gets to pick the next senator? The Democratic governor or the Republican state legislature? These votes are on Tuesday. Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. With Mike Pence waving goodbye to the presidential sweepstakes, only five Republicans remain credible in challenging Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. Let's analyze one by one. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has the resume, but lacks personal charisma and media awareness. He's running Florida pretty well, as evidenced by the multitudes of people moving there. At first, DeSantis seemed viable, but that has faded. He lacks the ability to engage folks on television, a vital campaign necessity. Former South Carolina governor and ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, does have a whiff of momentum because she's articulate and knowledgeable, no question. But she's also a bit imperious, word of the day, and not an avid culture warrior, imperative for the Republican nominee. Ambassador Haley would make a good VP selection. Vivek Ramaswamy fading, smart, maybe someday. Senator Tim Scott has not advanced at all. Chris Christie running on the nobody hates Trump more than me platform. Not his time, never will be his time. So Donald Trump really is no competition at this point. But Trump being Trump, anything could happen on Friday or Saturday or any day. It's who he is. The primaries begin in 2 months. Can you believe it? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, here is the mail. Sharon, we in the U.S. should be aware that there are hundreds of thousands of Muslims, maybe more, in our country right now, and more coming through the border every day. The dangers of Islam are here. No one's doing anything about it. Be tolerant, we are told. Tolerance hasn't gotten Israel anywhere, has it? Sharon, I have to disagree. Yes, we have hundreds of thousands of Muslims who are American citizens. And most of them are very fine people. Okay? And you want to punish them? Persecute them? No, that would not be right. It's not what we stand for here. Dangers of Islam. Okay. There's a radical element there that's dangerous. But what do you want? We have freedom of religion here. You want to ban Islam? But we got to step back. All right. The things we can do, things we can't do. We are a country that's supposed to be fair. Karen Angelo, Augusta, Georgia, what happened to all the college students that needed safe spaces because they feel threatened by supporters of Donald Trump? These demonstrations in support of Hamas are making Jewish students feel very unsafe. Good point. Yeah, Trump was good, but now they can. Hamas, okay. Oh, Rich Stevens, San Diego. Bill, you said lots of people do not like either party, so doesn't that make RFK Jr. Have a good chance to win? No. There's no way RFK Jr. is going to win because his support is built on anti-vax. So maybe he'll get 10%, maybe, but he's not going to win. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. In 1941, thousands of federal workers finished a 14-year project. Originally called America's Shrine to Democracy, the remote site is now one of the most popular tourist attractions in the world. Here is the story of Mount Rushmore. In 1868, the United States signed a peace treaty with the Sioux Nation. The agreement recognized the Black Hills of the Dakota Territory as sovereign Sioux land. The deal was violated a few years later when white settlers discovered gold in the mountains. Warriors like Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse led a fierce resistance, but were eventually subjugated by the U.S. Army. After World War I, officials in Washington wanted to attract tourists out west. Mount Rushmore was conceived in 1925. Construction began 2 years later. the presidents featured on the mountain each represent a specific historical event. George Washington for the Revolution, Thomas Jefferson, the Louisiana Purchase, Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War, Teddy Roosevelt, the Panama Canal. To carve the heads into the stone, workers detonated more than 20,000 pounds of TNT. Despite the dangerous enterprise, no lives were lost. Construction was finished on Halloween Day, 1941. The total project cost just $900,000. That is $18 million today. More than 5 million people now visit Mount Rushmore each year. It is the most popular attraction not located on the east or west coast. And here's something else you might not know. Mount Rushmore remains unfinished. Space exists for adding new faces to the monument. According to a New York Times survey from 2018, 66% of Americans would like to see Franklin Roosevelt added to Rushmore, followed by Dwight Eisenhower, 11%, Barack Obama, 7%, Ronald Reagan, 5%. Mount Rushmore is worth visiting. I had a great time out there, and make sure you check out the not-quite-finished Crazy Horse Monument just miles away. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.